We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
What do you think about the Laker team now?
You follow the box scores of the games every day? Just the Lakers.
You're kidding. That is really a compliment.
I was pleased to see you smile at the top of our show, because once the game starts, you have a game face. You don't smile much out there.
I don't think you have to do things for money anymore.
Correct.
What's up, Laker fans? Welcome to Laker Film Room Podcast, brought to you by betonline.ag. I'm Pete, joined as always by Darius. We're in pretty crazy times. As you all know, the NBA season has been suspended as the coronavirus outbreak has, continue to grow around the United States. This is really not going to be a basketball pod today. We're going to get to some basketball at some point, but both Darius and I have been spending the last few days kind of thinking about this and sitting on it and just taking a few days to process it before we really give our thoughts on it. And, you know, part of the nature of something like this is that it's still, you know, everything's still off the top of our heads to some degree because things change so quickly and you don't exactly know what to expect. But, I'm hopeful that, you know, some folks can get some value out of whatever conversation ends up springing up between Darius and I. Now, Darius is in Alameda County, right?
Yes. Yeah. I'm in Oakland.
Yeah. So he's in Oakland, which is in Alameda County, which is one of the six counties in, I think, the country, or at least in California, that have gone to a certain degree of quarantine. I don't want to get into the details. But we are seeing kind of the places that are acting more aggressively than others. And my theory is that if this continues to grow, Darius's experience may be indicative of the rest of our experiences just a couple of days or weeks or however later. And maybe that's helpful, right? So that we know just kind of what it looks like on the ground rather than in a newspaper headline or a tweet or something like that. So from there, Darius, what's going on and how you guys are reacting to it?
Well, I mean, in the last, it's funny, not haha funny, but how crazy has this week been, man?
Like, dude.
So at the time that we're recording this, it is Monday. The days are starting to roll together for me in a way, like we often talk about that from the context of like a basketball season, right? Like, who'd they play yesterday and what day is it?
I rarely know what day it is. I rarely know what day of the week it is.
We're recording this on a Monday. Last weekend, we recorded a pod on a Sunday, so that was only 8 days ago, and the Lakers had beat the Bucks on a Friday, and the
hyped.
Clippers on a Sunday.
Bro, that feels like 2 months ago, man.
That feels like a year. It might as well be a year ago, based off of how things are now, right? So, in the span of a week, a lot has changed where I'm at, right? And so, many of the major school districts closed. basically, and they are going to like a homeschooling type deal or like learning from home is what it's being branded at my kids' school. And that's through, I want to say, April 13th or April 20th, mm-hmm. right? And so it's basically a month that my kids are going to be away from school. Decisions were made through my work. I'm fortunate enough to be able to telecommute. And so we were put on a telecommute status at my work. And I watched Gavin Newsom on the news just yesterday, the governor, talk about how bars and nightclubs and wineries were all supposed to close, that restaurants should operate at 50% or less capacity. And so that was just yesterday. And now today, in the county that I live in, which you mentioned before, one of six Bay Area counties has moved to this sort of basically operate at home status as much as you possibly can. And so what that means for us is all non-essential businesses are closing. They're mm-hmm. shutting down, and they're shutting down through April 7th, which is, I think, 3 weeks from now. So what that looks like for us is like grocery stores will stay open, pharmacies will stay open. You know, obviously hospitals, essential workers will still go to work. So that's people like firemen and police officers and medical professionals, people who work in like food industry, like grocery stores. I think restaurants can stay open, but only for pickup and for delivery, like no
garbage bin.
Yes. Yeah. So all of those professions who were performing essential societal functions, mm-hmm. those folks are still up and going, but everyone else is supposed to be at home as often as possible. And it has not gotten to the point that it has in other countries. Many European countries, Spain and Italy, you need like a piece of paper, right, to like go out. You need to fill out a form. And then you need to have that approved just to like go to the grocery store. It's not like that where I am. And it's sort of like the honor rule, right? Like you're leaving your house, you're going to do one of these two or three essential functions, and then you're going to go right back home. Mm-hmm. So you know, like I'm not hoarding or anything, but I have probably about like a week and a half, almost 2 weeks worth of groceries. Mm-hmm. We're ready to prepare all our meals at home. We have snacks for our kids. We're reading over website stuff about what our kids are supposed to be doing in terms of schooling at home and trying to adapt to what really is a new normal, but really an unprecedented new normal mm-hmm. for someone like me. I've heard other people make this comparison, and it's not a one-to-one, and I don't want to minimize anything that happened around this other tragedy, but people have referenced like 9/11, right, mm-hmm. in terms of just the reaction that people are having and how it's impacting lives is, and in the aftermath of that. And I did not live in New York at that time. Like, I couldn't speak to any of that. And there was a very specific kind of fear associated with that that I'm sure is not replicated with this. But there is an anxiety mm-hmm. around this for a lot of people who don't even necessarily feel anxiety, right? Like, I'm not necessarily mm-hmm. an anxious person.
Nope, me neither.
But
high alert with this. But yeah,
but there is a lot of that just circling like in the air. And so it's one of the things that I wrote at Four in Blue and Gold, just be patient, be kind.
Yes.
Right? Like try to have sort of an empathy and an understanding for the world around you right now, because I think that that's super important, man. Like, especially if you're going to be cooped up in your house, like I am a lot, right? Like,
yeah,
I love my wife. I love my kids, but, but you know, like,
it's different, man. It's,
but
stress and tight quarters. Yeah, man. It's tough.
Like we're going to be shut in a little bit. And, mm-hmm. Apparently in one of the articles I read, that was put out by the San Francisco Chronicle, it did say that you could still like go outside to take a walk as mm-hmm. long as you were social distancing and, right. and you weren't doing this in groups, that you were keeping your space from people. I run outdoors, mm-hmm. so I'm going to still try to do that as long as I keep my distance. Like, I've ran the last few mornings myself. Mm-hmm. I have seen people on the street. I go wide of them
right, right.
as much as I can. It's just a different deal, man. Like, honestly, I haven't thought much about basketball or sports.
Neither have I. Mm-hmm.
I've seen the tweets about like what the league is trying to do and all of these reports, like tweets from Woj or tweets from Shams and right. all of that. But honestly, like, I'm not even clicking on the articles until hours later.
Yeah, it's not. Later. I mean, and it's such a rapidly changing situation too, where like, I don't even like, after they made this decision to suspend the season, like, there's going to be like the rate of which things happen. Woj just reported they've had their third call, right? Like, they're going to have 5 and 6 and 7 and going forward, because this is going to keep escalating, yeah. right? So it's a virus. That is the, like, when we say something has gone viral, it is because it behaves in a certain manner, right? And it's exponential. Now, you were talking about like the being kind to each other and
yeah.
the importance of being patient. And I think that's where I think, as we get more isolated from our physical communities, our online communities become a lot more important.
Yeah.
And with those are spaces where we can be kind and compassionate.
Yeah.
And
I've got to be better about that. I've been quote tweeting people yeah, today, and it's been frustrating a little bit.
I think now is a good time to be more patient with the people yeah. who that now there's a certain degree of disinformation that I don't think should be tolerated. Now, that's yeah. always subjective, right? Like, in terms of sure. what that means. But like, you know, like, let's listen to the scientists on this, you know what I mean? Like, listen to the people who study this and do this for a living. But if I can, regarding like that term social distancing is interesting to me, because while it means, you know, not be within 6 feet of somebody because they can sneeze or cough,
yeah.
And you know, to be in that physical space, just to be far enough away from them, you don't get any of that on you. Don't touch your face, wash your hands a lot. Just all these ways that the virus can get into your body. Do everything you can to, within these simple steps, to prevent that from happening and prevent the spread from spreading. But as this happens and everyone's home, like, everyone is collectively home, or not everybody, but like a large portion of the country, and that's probably going to get bigger, is going to be at home. And we have these established communities where, like, we especially need to be kind to each other there, because there's going to be so much external stress, as like the implications of this, we don't know. Like, what, like, how are people paying their rent and
yeah.
getting paychecks, and how are companies going to treat that? How does, as cases escalate, you know, health insurance and the wait time to see, and also like, that's what if you break your ankle while this is going on? Like,
yeah.
like, that could get really complicated, even though it's not the virus. Just this is about, or it has a good chance to really tax our medical system. And hopefully this is just a, you know, this is something that doesn't get that bad. But I don't know, man.
Well, I think the measures that we're trying to put in place, right? So you and I are not doctors. We're not scientists. We're not going to play one on our podcast, just like we're not going to play one on the internet, or even play one when talking to our friends and family, right? Like, mm-hmm. when you said, I think one of the important things that you said is, we should be listening to experts. We should be
yes.
seeking out that information as much as we can. We should be sharing the thoughts and opinions of experts within our circles to make sure that people are as informed as they can be. I think that that's super important. You and I don't get into politics much at all, well, on the pod, and you and I actually don't talk a lot of politics like offline.
Mm-hmm.
But something like this isn't the social construct of like global health, or the health of our communities, isn't partisan, right?
Right.
There's nothing partisan about people dying or yeah. the prospects of a lot of people getting sick. There's nothing partisan about that.
Right. And
so one yeah. of the things that you were saying about just about kindness and the importance of community, I think that we all need to be as good as we can now about checking in on people mm-hmm. and making that extra phone call and mm-hmm. FaceTiming that person, mm-hmm. right? Family, friends, just to make sure that everyone is doing okay,
yes.
even from a mental health standpoint and mentally as much as like physically, right? Because something like this, the idea of people getting sick, I think, look, I've had sick family members. You know, I don't want to bring your history in well into this, but you had a health scare like in the past year, and I was in contact with folks who are close to you about what was going on with your situation, and I think it's very easy to sort of always think about, well, how are you doing physically, right? When it comes to something like this, like I've been telling so many people, well, like stay healthy, right? Mm-hmm. Like. But there's a mental health aspect to that too. So mm-hmm. check on the people you love, man, and try to be as positive as you can with people, because I think that that's important right now too, as much as anything else.
Yes. Let's take a quick break. Our sponsor is betonline.ag, and they've been supporting us. What everybody's doing right now, right? We're all sitting at home and going on places like YouTube and maybe listening to the Laker Film Room podcast. And there are certain companies that are still supporting us throughout that. And not just us, like content creators you love in all sorts of aspects. And betonline.ag is continuing to do that. They're helping us through these times where a lot of other sponsors will drop off throughout, not just here, but just overall, right? As there's no sports on, right? With the little there is to bet online right now, maybe you're not looking to do that right now, but hopefully as things get back to normal, just remember them with some goodwill, with betonline.ag, that they helping a show like us, that they're helping other shows kind of get through, which is what a lot of people's livelihoods, right? And a lot of people that are hopefully going to be keeping everybody just a little less bored than they are or will be going forward. Yeah, hold them in goodwill. All right, man. So let's get back to this idea of being, just being compassionate, right?
Yeah.
and just in these online communities, it's interesting, like over the years, how, you know, remember when, like, remember the old AOL chat rooms, the old ASL places and all that, sure, when we were sure. teenagers, right? Like the beginnings of the internet and of like making internet friends and, you know, people that you'd talk to every night or whatever, right? And it's funny because back then it was like, these are your online friends and you had your real life friends and
sure.
ne'er the two shall meet. Over time, like it's almost indistinguishable at this point, right? Like so many of the people I care about now, I've met online, met in various, in various arenas in the online world. And so you talked about like reaching out to the people that you care about. I want to add to that happens online as well. Mm-hmm. And many of those people, you're going to text them because you got, you know, you exchange numbers at some point, but, everybody's going to be under more stress.
That's right.
And people are going to be quicker to anger, including ourselves. And it's very important that we preserve the kindness and that we have a conscious thought to have patience and compassion for what that person is going through before we immediately want to defend ourselves, right? These are uncertain times. And one of our basic instincts is like, be on guard, right? And be ready to defend against any oncoming, you know, and that yeah. can be very stressful on friendships and relationships and people that you care about. Distance yourself physically, but we need to come together online and in times like these. So I just, if anything I comes from this pod, like I really want to emphasize that. That's, I really hope that we can do that as a community.
So I'm just with you 100% on that. And as we continue to progress through all of this, keep others in your mind and in your heart, keep your own well-being at the front of your mind as well. This is going to be a tough stretch for a lot of people, man, for a lot of reasons. This type of thing is going to put stresses on people who were already trying to manage difficult situations for themselves already. And this is just another challenge for them. And so, in the same way, and I know that this is like cliche and it's so much harder than what it is than just to say it, right? But it's like, if you have people in your life who you think you can reach out to in times where you might be struggling, like please do that during this time as well, right? And so, because there's really nothing more than what we can do for each other now than be there for each other in whatever capacity that all of this allows us to, right? And there are going to be limitations put on that, limitations that we're asked to put on ourselves through experts. There could be more limitations like the type that I'm about to experience that are sort of put upon us through like government decision makers. And that's my reality now. As Pete was saying earlier during the pod, that could end up being your reality in 48 hours, in 96 hours, mm-hmm. right? Like, if there's one thing about this that, and we touched on this earlier, around like the idea of the NBA, but just new information is coming so quickly and reality is shifting right underneath our feet when it comes to this, right? And something that seemed unfathomable even like 4 or 5 days ago is now like a reality for a lot of people. And you could hear it in what the experts are saying. You could hear it in what some of our political leaders are saying and how the tone is changing from those folks, and you can tell that as the rhetoric starts to shift more towards like, okay, it's time to be a little bit worried, right? Or let's take these extra measures that we just sort of need to like take it all in and just try to keep pushing forward while being understanding that we all have our limitations and that it's fine to sort of reach out for help or have some time where you're struggling because that's just going to be real for everyone for who knows how much longer, man, honestly.
Yeah, no, that's where we find ourselves is it's uncertain, and that's the nature of uncertainty. And so what we're going to try to do on this pod over upcoming episodes for as long as this situation lasts, we're going to talk a little bit, but we didn't do this today, but we're going to talk about just kind of what's the situation going on in the world. And hopefully there's not much to report, right? And we can talk more basketball, right? But we'll probably lead shows with updates on the coronavirus, then talk a little bit basketball. And then, and we can do all sorts of fun things. We know that ultimately our role in most of your lives listening to this is to entertain you. I felt like it was important for us to just discuss this as a couple of guys who've got, families to worry about and who are maybe a little older than a lot of the people who listen to the pod. That maybe our life experience, just hearing kind of what we're thinking on all this, is just helpful to you in some small way. Going forward, we're going to be, looking to continue to entertain. We'll probably do some classic Lakers stuff. But one thing that we are going to do that I'm really looking forward to is, both of our favorite show, of all time is The Wire. And why not? I want to give a shout out to the Form Podcast, to Rick, to Raj and Ali. Yeah. They've been doing this over past summer. Guys, watch this with us. Give them a listen. That's the Form Podcast. They were doing this and we're going to be doing it too. So we're going to be rewatching. We're going to just give our thoughts on it, right? Like, this is a show that we're both fired up about. We could kind of go on and on about in a similar way that sparks our passion to the Lakers. I mean, not exactly the same, but it's something that we're both fired up about. And whenever I get a chance to talk to Darius about something that we both feel that way about, it's always a treat. So we're going to be doing that. We would love for you guys to watch with us. It's on HBO. I think it's on Amazon Prime. I'm pretty sure it's on Amazon Prime. And we're going to do, I think, just one episode, you know, per, we'll see how long that takes us. Maybe we can ramp it up, as the series goes on. I think we're recording on Thursday. It'll be out later this week. It'll be out probably by Friday. So if you want to watch it with us, we'll have the next episode up on Friday, regardless of when we record. So you got a couple of days to watch that in all of your free time. If you're into it, we're going to talk about it and go from there. So yeah, it's going to be a Frankenstein pod going forward, because there's probably not going to be a ton of Lakers stuff to talk about. We will definitely get into some of that in the next episode. But until then, you've been listening to Laker Film and Podcast, and we'll catch you guys next time.
Ainge has got it in low to McHale. McHale wants to turn. He's double teamed. This pass out of front, broken up by Worthy. Tip to Magic. Worthy dies on his belly. Magic scores.
There's Magic, got it. Magic fires. It's good. And the Lakers win the game. The Lakers win the game.
Gamble in and out. The ball is tipped, and it's saved. 3 seconds left. Here's Van Exel. This is for the win. He got it.
Kobe Bryant, 48 points, 16 rebounds, an amazing performance by Kobe. With his eighth block shot that ties an NBA Finals record.
A lot of Laker fans sticking around for this.
You're seeing something that's very rare indeed. A Laker to get MVP chance
right, in Boston.
In Boston.
Of all places.
Are you kidding me? I know. Red Auerbach is rolling over.
Kobe, hard to believe.
Are you kidding me?
Unreal!
Are you kidding me?
How strong was that? A triple on a fallaway in the corner with a shot clock down.
Lakers by three.
Bryant spinning in the lane. Back for Gasol. Freddie pass. And it's back to a three-point game.
And the critical part was Pietrus jogging back. Didn't bounce the floor. It's a two-for-one situation.
Kobe Bryant picked up by Powell.
There's the move.
Two, one,
miss it!
Unbelievable. Bryant, yes! And that was a little tough to Alvin Gentry.
Add insult to injury, Kobe. I mean, what a shot. I mean, you can't defend that. Are you kidding me?